Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the small business advocate, the one and only, and the world is happy about that. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. I hope you check those out and use them to your advantage. We built them just for you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Comes every Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. And I don't know if you're like me, but before sundown on Sunday, I'm already working on the new week. My weekend's over, and I'm already trying to get my head in the new week. And I bet you're the same way. So that's the reason why we sent it out on Sunday afternoons. So and if you get a chance, check out the book website if you haven't already done that, folks. This book will help you. If I could give everybody one, I've given a lot of books away, thousands of books away. But if I get everybody in the world one, I would. But things just don't work out like that. But I do think it will help you. But here's the thing, just to show you, I mean what I say. There, you can go on my website and go under the link that's the Age of the Customer. You can read articles that are probably 50% of the book. Free. You can read that for free. Go to the website. Watch some of the videos. You can see a lot of the essence of the book. So I still want you to be able to understand that the Age of the Customer is here, and your customers are there. But are you there? That's the question. Or are you still in the age of the seller? And if you are, then that means you're a dinosaur waiting to become extinct. I want to talk about something a little bit different this segment. As you know, this is President's Day on the calendar. Our historian Ken Davis says it's still George Washington's birthday on the books officially. But regardless, I want to talk some more about something he and I talked about last hour, and that's our institutions. I don't know about you, and I'm gonna try not to be romantic or naive, but I'm concerned about our institutions. I'm concerned that we're losing institutions. And when I say institutions, I'm talking about things that are only protected because you and I will defend them. They cannot stand unless you and I collectively, or at least enough of us, defend it. An institution is our monetary system. Our currency is an institution. You ever thought about it like that? What if all of a sudden people decided they didn't trust the currency? You wouldn't take it. If somebody tried to pay you in dollars, you wouldn't take it. You'd say, I don't want that like that. You got to give me something else. Well, look how that would ripple, if that rippled through the economy. So our money is an institution. It's something we believe in. Another thing that's institutional, in my opinion, is our behavior. How do we treat each other? How do we talk to each other? What is language that's acceptable, and what's language that's unacceptable? And I'm concerned that over the last 30 years or so, we've gotten to a point where some language is acceptable that years ago was not acceptable. And sometimes we laugh about it, right? Well, yeah, I can remember when you couldn't say stuff like that on television. Well, you know what? When you say that, what you've said is we've lost an institution, the institution of civility, the institution of being able to talk and to do things that anybody can listen to. 30 years ago, 40 years ago, if you watched nightly television with your children, you didn't have to worry about bad language or references, things like that. Today, you do. So what's happened is, you've heard me say this before, Daniel Patrick Moynihan, former Democrat senator from New York, wrote a book back in the 70s. In that book, I've forgotten the title, but he talked about the concept of defining deviancy down. What is acceptable today wasn't acceptable yesterday. And because it's acceptable today, then we've defined deviancy down. One of the concerns I have right now is our political our political institutions, especially our government, our Congress, our courts, the agencies, and our presidency. And what we're seeing right now is President Trump is he's giving as good as he's getting. People aren't used to that. But there are people who are willing to take down the presidency because he's in it. I think that's a mistake. Whether you like President Trump or not, whether you think he's going to be a good president or not, he's still the president. He's in that position. And it's not going to help America if we take down the institution of the presidency in order to take him down. I'm concerned about that. I'm concerned about the civility in our Congress. We are losing some of that. I'm concerned about courts the courts have always been had a tendency to be political, but I'm worried about more of that. When have you ever heard of an agency that refused to do what the president told them to do? Those are things I'm worried about. This is not about defending Mr. Trump. He doesn't need me to defend him. I'm worried about the institutions, folks, and I think it's going to become our responsibility going forward to preserve and protect our institutions. We have to believe in them. We have to defend them. Only if we defend them will they last. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me. So keep it up, quench my desire, and I'll be at your side forevermore.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.